Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you an earnest welcome and a hearty invitation to enjoy with us a study in the great book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible. We purpose in the will and by the grace of God to consider some of the great lessons that are found in the opening chapters of this book, chapters 1 through 12, concerning the character of the world in which you and I live in. That character revealed in the light of this book of Exodus. There are great lessons in the history of Israel that took place in the land of Egypt that present to us vivid illustration of the great anti-type message of the gospel. For just as Israel, as a nation, was delivered from the realm of Pharaoh and out of Egyptian darkness and tyranny, so in the gospel story, there is a greater deliverance for guilty sinners to be taken out of the realm of the serpent and brought into the realm of the Savior. We would like to read in chapter 1 of the book of Exodus, beginning at verse 1 through verse 14. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful. They increased abundantly. They multiplied. They waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service, wherein they made them serve, was with rigor. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of this section, introducing us to the book of Exodus, and our present study in relation to the world and its character in the light of the story we have in the first 12 chapters. First of all, may I present to my listeners that there are certain gospel types to be found in this story of Exodus. For instance, the great power and the empire of Egypt is a type of the world in which you and I are living in. Second, Pharaoh, who was the emperor of the land, is a very fitting type of one we know in the Word of God who is called Satan, the prince of this world, as well as the god of this age, ruling over it with a despotic power. Then there is a third lesson, typifying to us by the nation of Israel, a great nation, a multitude of people in bondage, typifying to us that the sinners within this world are in bondage to the powers of sin and Satan. Then we shall learn in our story, as we perhaps well know if we have read it, there is another person brought to the forefront within this great book of Exodus by the name of Moses, who was the divinely appointed deliverer of the people of Israel. In the great gospel narrative, what a type he is of Christ, the great deliverer of sinners from the bondage of sin and Satan within this world. Let me repeat these types. First, the nation of Egypt with its great empire, a type of the world in which we now live. Second, Pharaoh, the great ruler of Egypt and its empire, a type of Satan, the prince of this world, and who is also called the god of this age. The people of Israel, in their bondage and servitude, how typical they are of sinners within this world, who even at the present time, many of them are in bondage to sin and to Satan. And then the hero in the story, Moses by name, who became the deliverer, the emancipator of his people Israel. What a type he is of Christ the Son of God, our Savior, who came to deliver us from this present evil world. May I quote what is found in Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 and part of verse 4, relating to our Lord Jesus Christ in the great gospel. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil world. The great theme in the book of Exodus is redemption or deliverance. And what an important theme it is, for following the book of Genesis, where man is seen in the book of Genesis coming under sin's power and a victim of God's judgment because of it, and worthy of the sentence of death. 'Tis indeed notable that the book of Genesis closes with the solemn statement of Joseph's death and the words, "A coffin in Egypt." Exodus, in its opening chapter, reveals God coming in power and in grace to redeem us. Now let's first of all consider that Egypt is a type of this world, and recognize the truth of it from this word of God. Note the quotation of verse 8 in chapter 1 of this book of Exodus. "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph." Here we have a type of the world, the land of Egypt, the great empire of Egypt. It is the sphere of Satan's authority. Just as the empire of Egypt was the sphere of great authority by Pharaoh, so the world is in the sphere of Satan's authority today. Our Lord Jesus Christ in John 14 and verse 30 very definitely declared that Satan is the prince of this world. The beloved Apostle Paul declared in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 that Satan is the god of this age. John the Apostle in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19 declares, "The whole world lieth in the wicked one." Thus we recognize from the teaching of the Word of God and from observation, if we are true to state what we see and know. The world is the sphere of Satan's authority. You and I, my beloved friend, need to be delivered from it. For may I point out, in our closing moments of today's message, the world is the sphere where we find sin's affliction as well as its bondage. Let me point out to you in our chapter in verse 11 and 12 and 14 the character of affliction in Egypt that the Israelites suffered. For we read that the power of Egypt did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. They built for Pharaoh treasure cities. And yet though they were afflicted, the more they were afflicted, the more they multiplied and grew. And then in verse 14, will you please also note, their lives were made bitter with hard bondage, with mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. My beloved, sin is a very wicked taskmaster. Satan, who rules over this world, is a despotic character. And surely we may recognize and we repeat it. The world needs a deliverer. Sinners within it need a deliverer. My beloved radio friend, if you are unsaved, may I begin immediately to state at the close of this first message upon the subject, you need a Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us out of this present evil world, from the realm of serpents, the serpent's authority, even Satan. Christ would bring you under the realm of His great power and blessing. Oh, may God speak to remind our hearts, this is the kind of the world we live in. We need a deliverer out of it. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless and prosper the truth of Thy word as we go on in the Savior's name. For His glory, Amen.